On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Fabian Fanboy, live in Hollywood, California. Saw you on the TV the other night. You've got a nice ruddy LA tan, I've noticed.
Yeah, people keep saying that. I didn't notice.
Oh, that was good. Good interview. You're interviewing who? Old John Hamm and...
Times at the El Royale.
That's
right. I think I'm still pasty in LA terms.
That's right. Yeah, but that means people can identify you as a Kiwi still.
Yeah. Yep. I'm actually still in New York this week.
Oh.
Was last week.
Oh.
Bit of a New York sojourn, heading back tomorrow. But it's raining here. I love rain. Miss rain.
Yeah, rain here as well. We don't miss it as much as you do, I don't think. Yeah.
Trust me, you miss it when it's not there. Appreciate the rain. Although it's not good for the homeless people, so that's problematic too. But
keeps things moving in the rain, eh? Let's focus less on the weather. We've just been speaking to Rick about that. Let's focus more on the entertainment industry and specifically television and movies.
Yeah, well, there's some big movies coming out this week. We talked a bit about First Man last week, the Neil Armstrong film,
when you went down to the NASA.
Loved. Yep, I saw spaceships up close, pretty spesh. Considered stowing away on one, getting off this planet once and for all before it implodes or explodes or overheats or all the terrible things that are going to happen. But I didn't. I'm sticking around. You're stuck with me for now. But the film is absolutely amazing, just to reiterate what I said last week. I really, really enjoyed First Man. I thought it was intimate in ways a film with such a massive scope rarely is. But it was also very epic and inspirational.
Do you have to be a fan of space and the space race and the technology and the achievements and all that sort of stuff to enjoy the movie? Ryan Gosling.
I don't think so, but it would definitely help. But people do get a bit cynical about that stuff. So if you're anti it, it might not help either.
Yeah, people do get quite anti it, don't they? Some of them. Just like, oh.
Yeah, well, you go back to that Prince line a lot, which went through my head a lot while I was in Florida at Cape Canaveral. You know, sister killed the baby because she couldn't afford to feed it and we're sending people to the moon. There's a valid point being made there.
Yeah.
From Sign of the Times. But I don't necessarily think this film will change the mind of anyone who's anti-space travel. But I found it incredibly inspirational, and I thought it was a masterpiece, frankly.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm there. Now, I remember when Gravity came out, I accidentally, I didn't really know what it was about, didn't know much anything about it, and caught it at the big screen IMAX, and it was just the absolute shizzle. It was so good on that, like the movie, I loved the movie, and it was so good that it was up there. Is this an IMAX movie, or is it a little bit more intimate than that?
Well, it goes into IMAX format once he exits the lunar module and steps onto the moon. So for the sort of final sequence of the film, the screen expands. So if you can see it on IMAX, I recommend doing so.
That's pretty cool.
Enhanced my experience. If you can see it at the IMAX theater at the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida, I recommend doing so. That probably enhanced my experience. But yeah, also out this week is the film we just mentioned, Bad Times at the El Royale, which is a very stylish movie set in 1969 with a great cast. As you mentioned, John Hamm, Jeff Bridges, Dakota Johnson, a newcomer named Cynthia Erivo, who's really amazing, and a few other familiar faces. I liked this film. I didn't love it. It was fun to watch, and there's lots to enjoy in here. I sort of felt like it didn't add up to as much as it sort of was promising, but worth seeing, and nice colors and great production design and all that stuff.
Okay.
Hey, I interviewed Peter Jackson over the weekend.
Oh, did you? Was he over there, or did you interview him here?
That was over here. It was in Brooklyn. funnily enough. I think they were up here for Comic-Con, and they did a press day, a long lead press day for Mortal Engines, which is the new film he produced but didn't direct. They showed us the first 25 minutes, and I thought it was freaking epic. I really, really liked what I saw of it. It's directed by Christian Rivers, who's sort of one of many Peter Jackson proteges who's been working with him ever since Brain Dead. And
wow, really?
I thought it looked really cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
He was second unit on the Hobbit and stuff, and he's been a storyboard artist for a long time with them. And it's pretty cool to see Peter Jackson, you know, handing the reins over to
he's really quite inspirational in that respect, isn't he? You know, he's
absolutely.
Bring the money home. You know, set the business up here, and you know, there's been so many phenomenal directors and or people all through the industry actually who he's mentored or assisted in some way or another. It's cool.
Not to mention what he's done for the perception of New Zealand on the global stage.
Absolutely.
I'd argue that he's the most impactful individual New Zealander who's ever lived.
He and should be on. I've always said he should be on a banknote.
People get him
on a banknote.
About him.
Get him on a banknote.
It's true. Yeah, people get really dark on him though.
Because people are dicks.
It's really unfortunate. Yeah, they are. Do you know what Mortal Engines is about?
I love it, but tell us. I love it. I love it. I love the way you explain it. I can't wait. It's just such a crazy concept.
It's set in a post-apocalyptic future where giant cities roam the landscape as what they call traction cities, consuming smaller cities. I got a laugh out of Peter when I asked him if Hamilton was one of them. Apparently it's not. The footage they showed us was really cool, and it was a real treat to get a one-on-one with Peter because he's just a big old film nerd. And when I get to speak to him, I always like to, you know, I do my duty as a journalist talking about the films in question, but I always save a little bit of my time to discuss Ray Harryhausen, who's an amazing animator who was a huge influence on Peter and is one of my favorite people who ever lived. So it's just such a treat to be able to
I've never been able to interview Peter Jackson because for various different reasons, and I've really wanted to. I met him very briefly once when I was hosting that the Two Towers release party down in Wellington. The street party.
Mm-hmm.
I got to meet him for about that long. But he's really cool. He's really cool. And
he's a great guy.
He's the sort of guy I have dreams of just wanting to hang out with him, watch him and see what he does on a half-busy day where he was busy enough to be doing a bit of work but busy enough to sit down and just hang and chew the fat with the old have, you know. It's like my dream, Peter Jackson dream, you know. Just to see, cause
he's famous for always having a cup of tea in his hand. That's all the actors who work with him talk about, his cup of tea. But something he did that was interesting when I interviewed him in his trailer, he had two cups of tea and he was switch hitting between them. Like one of them might have been like chamomile and the other one might have had caffeine in it or something, but he would pick up one and have that and then put it down and take the other one and then go back to the other one. I was like, wow, two cups of tea at the same time.
Be professional, you didn't mention it to him though, did you?
Of course not. Didn't want to embarrass the guy.
Next time you interview him, he may have three. How many how many times will you watch him like an octopus just drinking all the different types of before you say something? You've got to say something. I mean, that's how it starts. You know, the slippery slope, you know?
I wonder what would happen if he had a coffee.
I don't know. What's his protocol as far as shoes go nowadays?
He was wearing shoes.
Was he? Okay, casual. Yeah, so he's a little less Kiwi than he was. But okay, yep, okay.
Well, it was in the heart of Brooklyn, and it's kind of cold here at the moment, so maybe that had something to do with it.
So there's a certain slime underfoot.
A very casually dressed man, you know?
Okay, casually dressed man drinking from two cups of tea.
Yeah.
Discussing old animators.
Yeah.
With a fanboy from New Zealand who's just desperately trying to hide his enthusiasm from being too overly enthused. Hey, well, it sounds like you're having a great time, man, and thank you very much. You get back straight into it and tell us more stories next week.
Well, dude, cheers, Mike. Have a good one.
Hey, love you, buddy. Ta-da.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.